two things I enjoy, aliens and Timothy Oliphant. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us, and Alien Earth is finally dropping.
Boy, you're in luck. Yes, indeed. As good as the Alien franchise has been since those first two movies, I think, and Noah Hawley, the brilliant mind behind the Fargo series on FX, has adapted this franchise for the home screen. And Alien Earth, it's kind of in this same time where these human corporations basically run the Earth in the 2100s or something, and not governments anymore. So these corporations, and they seem to have a real desire to invest in these freaky space creatures out there for some reason, as we have met in the different Alien movies. This is about a spaceship that crashes to Earth, and it has a cargo on board, including the classic alien monster and a few other monsters you have yet to meet, and the corporations kind of go to war over who they belong to, and at the same time, should they really be on Earth? I think not. You know, these are really scary beings. And there's another interesting twist to the show, because one of the corporations, they're into AI, and they've created these robots. One of the robots is Timothy Oliphant in platinum hair, and he's basically being the overseer of this new form of hybrid, who are robots. The bodies are mechanical, but they have human minds implanted in them, and the human minds come from children, because apparently children are the only ones with minds flexible enough for this kind of transition. They're in adult bodies, but they're children, and they are in contact with these aliens, and they really don't know how to process this because they're not really old enough. So it's really kind of fascinating. But if you're looking for a good scary show, a roller coaster on TV, Alien Earth is that. I was enjoying it just about as much as I've enjoyed anything in the Alien franchise since the beginning. And if they say that in space no one can hear you scream, that does not apply to the living room. Feel free to scream.
Well, somebody I hadn't thought about in a long time is Alicia Silverstone, but she has a new series out.
Yeah, if you're looking for something a little calmer than the Alien series, a show called Irish Blood just began dropping on Acorn TV. Two episodes dropped on Monday, and it'll be aired for the next few weeks. And she plays an L.A. lawyer who has been long estranged from her father, who abandoned her when she was like 10 years old. He's Irish, played by Jason O'Mara. You might remember from a lot of other TV shows. And he reaches out to her with a mysterious package. And so she goes to Ireland to try to figure out what's going on here. There's murder involved, and it's much more of a cozy mystery. But it's also set in Ireland, which I just returned from myself. So I am very into this because I think Ireland is cool. With Irish Blood, I'm airing the next few weeks on Acorn TV.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on Total Information AM.